This health report brought to you by Dr. Bernstein Diet and Health Clinics. All right, summertime is here, and if you've got a favorite summertime cocktail, you may want to check out a new website that'll let you know just how much alcohol is in it. Shelley Adler of the Associated Press has more.
It's called a cocktail content calculator, and it's available online. That's thanks in part to Dr. George Koob, the director of the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism.
Most people don't realize how much alcohol is actually in a drink per se, and then when you add a mixed drink, it becomes even more problematic.
Take a mojito, for example.
They added about 2 ounces of white rum at 80 proof, and that will push you a little bit over the top of a standard drink.
A pina colada equals 2 standard drinks. A margarita, 1.7. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Forget the flowers. You might want to bring your grandparents dark chocolate. A new study finds people over the age of 60 who have peripheral artery disease suffer from pain and fatigue in the legs and hips because of reduced blood flow. However, after eating dark chocolate, now this is the real thing, this is over 72% chocolate content, the cocoa content, they could walk longer and farther. And it also improved after they were sitting for a while and then got up again. They did not have the same improvement after eating milk chocolate. The study's published in the Journal of the American Heart Association. Another study confirms marriage is good for your health. It improves your risk of surviving cancer. U.S. researchers looked at data from 5 of the deadliest cancers and found the survival benefit associated with marriage was greater than associated with chemotherapy. Past research shows unmarried patients are more likely to refuse surgery or radiation than married partners. And it's not just marriage that makes a difference, so does any kind of social support, even those who are not part of an online community. A technological breakthrough could mean the end of transplant waiting lists. Researchers at Harvard, Stanford, and MIT have come up with a 3D printer that can create organs. With a full vascular network capable of transporting blood, they are still hopeful, though. They say it's still years away from actually being able to be used in a hospital. And in the meantime, they are hoping that the number of transplanted organs always increases. And there's now another treatment option for children who suffered a concussion. Bloor View Kids Rehabilitation Hospital has opened a new concussion clinic. It's focused specifically on children and youth who have persistent concussions lasting longer than 4 weeks. The clinic is the first of its kind in Ontario.